May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. A young boy, maybe around Grady's age, had just earned his driver's license and asked his father about use of the car. His father said, "I'll make a deal with you. You bring your grades up from a C to a B average." Clearly this isn't about you, because I'm sure you're straight A's, right? "Bring your grades up from a C to a B average, study your Bible a little bit, and cut your hair. And then we'll talk about a car." Well, the boy thought about that for a minute, thought it was an okay deal, he better accept it, and they agreed. And about 6 weeks later, the boy came back and again asked his father about using the car. And his dad said, "Son, I'm very proud of you. You have brought your grades up. You've been studying the Bible. But I'm really disappointed you haven't cut your hair." And the young man paused a moment and said, "You know, Dad, I've been thinking about that. In the Bible that I've been studying, Samson had long hair. Moses had long hair. John the Baptizer had long hair. And there's even a strong argument to be made that Jesus had long hair." And his dad said, "You're right, son. But did you also notice that everywhere they walked?" Happy Father's Day. I thought I would start off with a dad joke. You know, why do fathers take extra pairs of socks when they go play golf? You know this one? In case they get a hole in one? But I thought the joke about asking Dad for use of the car fit in with the gospel a little bit better. Because today's gospel is a great reading for Father's Day. This is the day that we celebrate all of our fathers, those who have been fathers in our lives, whether biologically or not. The men to whom we run to with questions or ask advice, who are always there, who seemingly can fix anything, even a bicycle to a broken heart. It's no surprise that there is a famous TV show called Fathers Knows Best. And one of my favorite scenes in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is when George is a little boy in the drugstore and he's wondering what to do and he sees the sign that says, "Ask Dad, he knows." Now as humans, we occasionally fail to meet the ultimate expectation of fatherhood. However, God does not. God is the ultimate of many descriptors and roles, including Father. And in this gospel, we learn more about our Heavenly Father through the lens of God incarnate, Jesus. Immediately prior to the story, Jesus had calmed the storm. And when the disciples saw this, they asked, "Who is this, that he even commands the winds and the waters, and they obey him?" Yet in our story, despite the fact that the disciples don't know who Jesus is, the demons do. They shout, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" And plus the demons know that they have no power over Jesus as they continue talking with him, saying, "I beg you, do not torment me." Here is a power greater than nature, greater than the legion of evil forces. Here is the ultimate power of heaven and on earth. And that power is God. There's nothing in the world that is more powerful than God. Absolutely nothing. Let's think about that for a minute. There may have been times in your life when you thought that your dad was all powerful. I remember when I was around 7 years old, I had a speech impediment. I could not pronounce my R's. So I had the shame of going to speech class, and plus there's a shame of being less than, being unworthy and broken. But it was my dad who gave me strength and courage and willpower to attend the class without shame. and who tried to help me enunciate my words as poorly as I still do that. We all have times in our life when we need help, when we need to fight the demons that possess us. Maybe it's shame, maybe it's depression, greed, anxiety, unworthiness, addiction. The list is long. The demons that keep us awake at night, keep us from being the people that God wants us to be, the people we want to be, free and loving. At times like this, we have our Heavenly Father to whom we turn. God, who is more powerful than anything in the universe, Marvel Universe included. More than anything anybody can throw at us. There is not a single demon, let alone a legion of demons, that can withstand the presence, the command of Jesus, of God. Now this may be good news for you, but there is more. God wants to be there for you. God is there for you. Here is this poor, naked man, forced to live alone in the unclean world of tombs, forsaken by the world, shunned, no money, no home, no possessions, and possessed by demons instead. And yet, Jesus travels across the sea to heal him. This is the only story we have of Jesus visiting the Gentiles in Luke. And you hear in our reading that immediately after the healing, Jesus returns to Jewish territory. What compassion Jesus has to cross the sea for this one unclean man. For a variety of reasons, our fathers can't always be there for us. But rest assured, God can and is. Whether you have a demon or a legion of demons raging war within you, God has the power and the desire to heal you, so that you too can proclaim how much God has done for you. Or as your mission statement says, sharing Christ's love with our community and beyond. So this Father's Day, let us be thankful for all the fathers in our lives, including our Heavenly Father, whose will and power it is to heal the demons in your life. Amen.